With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. It's been a breakout year for Cayman basketball, from packed youth leagues to historic international qualifications in 3x3. As 2025 winds down, the Cayman Islands Basketball Association is already gearing up for a high-octane start to the new year. I caught up with CIBA President Cullen Anglin to find out what's in store for our athletes, our schools, and our national teams, and how the game is evolving both on and off the court.
We're just continuing to build on our momentum. There's a lot of excitement in the camp. The athletes are very excited for the things that are coming up, not just because of, you know, the great leagues and stuff that we have going on locally, but because, you know, they're getting to taste international competition and they have things to look forward to. A really great chance to be able to test your mettle, so to speak. And that's very important when it comes to development.
Let's talk about the Deloitte League, especially with the playoffs just around the corner.
So in regards to what we have coming up, when January starts, we're going to be, of course, resuming our Deloitte Under-19 Boys and Girls Basketball League. They're about to get into the playoffs. So that's going to be an exciting and intense time. I hope nobody has too much Christmas food because they got to make sure that they're in shape for the playoffs. Additionally, we will also be resuming our Health City 10 and Under Boys and Girls League, which has been absolutely awesome and one of the most adorable things you'll ever see. So we have our 9 and 10 age group division, and we also have a 7 and 8-year-old division. These are things that have happened for the first time now in CIBA's history. So this is really showing our focus on youth development and being able to get kids in a very constructive learning environment where they can fall in love with the game, really enjoy it, and these are building blocks for their future.
The primary school league has expanded tremendously for next year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
In January, there's going to be two additional leagues starting, which are the primary school league, so that's inter-school, and that's sponsored by Morant and by the Cayman Islands Classic as well. So very grateful for all of our sponsors, and that's going to be starting on January the 16th. And so there's actually a record of now 32, we got about 32 boys and girls teams. You know, it's insane, but it's a great problem to have. You know, so many, we got more and more kids, you know, every year that want to play basketball, and the schools are enthused as well. So we're looking forward to seeing those kids getting out there and giving everything that they've got. In addition to that, in January, we also have the 14 and under inter-school basketball league as well. So that's also going to be going on. All that happens between January and March.
Switching gears to the senior side, the National Men's League is back. What can fans expect from this year's competition, and what's new on the scene for the women and to help engage them?
The National Men's League that's going to be starting up in January also. That happens around this time every single year. So you're going to have your top male basketball players that are going to be showcasing their skills on the court. We also are going to be starting a women's community basketball scrimmage group. So look out for that on social media as well. This is for women who want to get involved and who just want to play the game, want to have a sense of community, to be able to, you know, socialize with other players. And then from that, based on the level of interest and stuff that we have, we look to move that into a league format as well. So all that's happening in January.
What about our national teams? When are they going to start preparing for international competition next year?
Our national teams are going to start preparing for summer activities. We got the Nations League coming up in the summer, and we have qualified for the Commonwealth Games. Again, this is the first time in the Cayman Islands history. We've also qualified for, this is in 3x3, by the way, we've qualified for the CAC Games for the first time in Cayman's history. In terms of 5-on-5, we're going to be looking at our annual Hoop Fest U17 tournament. We're going to be looking at taking U12 boys and girls teams as well to the AAU World Championships. So that's going to be in the summer. That's going to be in Orlando the first week of July. And the girls, I think, is about 2 or 3 weeks afterwards, and that's going to be in Tennessee. So, you know, there's so much going on, probably a lot to digest. But again, it just shows how incredibly fast the sport is continuing to grow, and where we're really looking forward to just helping our athletes get on the world stage, show what they're made of, create more opportunities for them, and of course locally just helping people to continue to play the game that they love.
Thank you, Mr. Anglin. And just a reminder to tune in to tomorrow night's Sports Extra edition. The NHL draft prospect Jackson Kova, Cayman's very own, will be on Sports Extra tomorrow night at 7 p.m. For those of you who are unaware unaware he is Cayman's rising star on ice. 17-year-old Kova is skating his way into the spotlight with the London Knights, earning attention as one of the top prospects for the 2026 NHL Draft. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.